And then I got a chance to play with her a couple of times. I got to tell you, man, it was very intimidating because she had such a presence on the bandstand. I mean, it's one thing to you get an idea when you listen to the records. You get another idea when you see them perform. But it's something else altogether when you're on the bandstand with them. And it was no different than playing with Sonny Rollins or any of the other jazz greats. They just had that charisma about them. I could barely play for watching her. It took me a while to get it together, to get my faculties together, because the woman was amazing. I tell you, man, we lost a big one. But the music lives. The music lives.
Russell, you have a different perspective than most of us. You know, as a top musician, the way she used her voice and the way she created songs and expressed them. Tell us what made her so special.
I guess the thing that made her so special, the honesty. I mean, she just really put it out there. This is it. This is me. And I think another thing, too, was having been around people like Mahalia. I know that she and Mahalia were good friends. So when you that close to the source, you can't help but be special and unique. She was close to the source. The first time I played with her, we was at Radio City Music Hall. It was me, her, Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, Roy Haynes, and James Carter. And and Clark Terry, I can't leave him out because he was a very integral part of that gig. But they just jammed on the blues. But it was a lot of fun. Hey, I was there. I was the youngest guy there, but I was, you know, I was there. They thought enough of me to have me there. And then I played another gig with her back in 2016, and we just played her, played a lot of her hits. And, you know, it was beautiful to sit there and listen to her singing all those great songs that I grew up listening to. And then she sat down at the piano and started to play. And I was sitting about 10 feet away from her. But it was such a great experience for me.
So let me ask you one last question, because I know you got to go. What is your favorite Aretha tune and why?
I like all of them. There is no favorite Aretha Franklin tune. I mean, they're just great songs. I could listen to her sing anything.